Good morning, this is Yahya from Emirates NBD Fix Income Desk. Welcome to the Morning Dose. The consumer confidence in the US remains high, but investor confidence still remains lackluster. An index of consumer confidence fell to 135.7, matching economists' forecast and following an 18-year high of 137.9 in October. The expectations gauge slid to a three-month low of 111, likely reflecting trade war concerns and swings in the stock market. U.S. benchmark treasuries unchanged at 3.05%, followed by a tad higher print on the U.K. gilts at 1.38%, followed by German bunds at 0.34%. The U.S. dollar is holding steady against their major peers. Fed Vice Chair Clarida backed more gradual rate rises, calling risk less clear to the downside, while St. Louis President James Bullard was more cautious, telling Reuters that officials must monitor possible cracks in the recovery. Chicago's Charles Evans echoed the call to get more towards neutral policy, while Atlanta's Raphael Bostic noted pockets of distress, and Kansas City Esther George said that while her region was doing well overall, the China trade dispute isn't helping. Jerome Powell speaks today, and attention and participants would weigh each and assess every word from Powell. Oops, he did it again. President Trump blamed the Fed for the recent stock sell-off and GM troubles. "I'm not even a little bit happy with my selection of Powell," he told the Washington Post. The Fed chairman is unlikely to go off message when he speaks in New York noon. Investors will be watching for any reference to headwinds, financial market volatility, downside risk, or the neutral rate. Moody's has downgraded Yes Bank Limited foreign currency issue rating to Ba1 from Baa3 and changed the outlook to negative. Moody says Yes Bank's funding profile is relatively weaker compared to other public sector banks in India. Yes Bank sold US dollar denominated 3.75% 2023 bond, which was issued early this year, has dropped to 89 cents. Moreover, in the region, General Holding Corporation, also known as Senat, UAE's largest industrial investment holding company, sold $300 million of 7-year Sukuk at a spread of 170 basis over mid-swaps, with primary books in excess of $2.8 billion. The new Sukuk is free to trade and are trading over 60 cents of a premium over the issue price. What's on my mind? Listening to the various rhetoric comments by global leaders from the West to East always bring in some form of entertainment, surpassing those on the reality shows, particularly on my paid subscription on Netflix. I still contemplate if I need to renew my December subscription on Netflix and enjoy the various macro-related suspense at the marketplace. Bond yields are attractive. There is fear and anxiety among investors. Yes, remember, fear is always good, especially if you need a bargain on asset prices. Late cycle blues and my corridor chats with my fellow staffs on the vacation plans are also kind of supportive for the way I look at markets. To add to my watch list, the feud between President Trump and Powell. Well, that is something that I'm not going to comment upon, but market seems to be swiftly adjusting and pricing a pause on the Fed fund rate sometime next year, while the probability for a December rate hike is above the 75% mark. The million-dollar quest remains on the outlook for the US dollar, which in turn would be the game changer for emerging markets debt. We again, the broken record player repeating the same tune, reiterate that investing in emerging market bonds should always be considered as a strategic and value play for the long run, as it ticks all the boxes on the strong economic growth prospects, which includes demand-driven, burgeoning consumption story and the vivid demographic storyline. Thank you and have a great day.